The Bird Show.
All right, this is just for experienced moms and dads on this one. And it's after 8:30, so we'll give the kid warning that if you have kids listening, you probably want to check out for a couple
minutes. You can almost guarantee that you have not heard this problem before. Like, this is going to be a first-timer, right?
Okay. Yeah, probably. I'm not even going to say her name. Hey, my name is... And I'm 40 years old, and I have a son who's 14. I walked in on him hooking himself up with my panties. Was it bad that I shut the door and let him finish?
I'm telling you right now, honey, he didn't finish.
Her underwear, his mom's underwear?
What should I do? I mean, I think it's better that he do that than get a girl pregnant or get an STD. So please help. Thank you. So I don't think they've even talked about it yet. So, yeah, she opens up the door. There he is.
Then it
doesn't say if he was wearing them or
not. I'll tell you what, the first thing you do is you get over to Sears.com and order yourself some new panties.
Well, I'm just wondering, mature-wise, I'm wondering if he doesn't have any sister. He doesn't have any older sisters in the house, and that's the only option he had.
But that's not the only option.
Where's he going to get a pair of women's underwear?
Why are you going to do it with women's underwear?
I don't think it's necessarily about, I don't know, 404-741-Q100.
Hypothetically.
Experience. This is not like, I've got a 7-year-old. I'm not experienced enough for this answer.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, a young man of that age who does that frequently could do it without the benefits of underwear in his hand or on him or around him.
You're that age. You don't really. It's just what's ever handy.
Yeah, but like,
there's not something really twisted about that being his mother's.
Yes, yeah, it's gross.
For most people, that would be a total turn off.
But I think when you're 14, it's a different mentality. To be honest with you, I don't think it's
that's what I was thinking of. Is it just the fact that it's women's underwear?
Dude, think about what you're saying.
High school.
It's your mom. That is your mom's underwear.
Oh, gosh.
Think of that. Think of peeling off your mom's underwear.
Okay.
We got it.
But don't, I mean, there is a part of you that can understand this part. Like,
no.
At 14, it doesn't, it's just whatever's there.
No.
I got to get this done.
Whatever's there, he had to go into his mom's dresser or closet.
Maybe it's
or
like in the bathroom and the laundry's right there.
Laundry.
It's not the only thing in there. And if there is Kleenex, toilet paper, the bathroom rug, your cat. There are a lot of things that you could use it to clean, assuming that's what it was for.
So are we focusing on the item that he was doing that with? Or are we talking about a more broad conversation of what do you do when you walk in on your son in that situation?
I think it's too I think there's 1 million people in this city who could call up and say they walked in on their kid doing that and tell us how they handled it. The fact that he had mom panties, good therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something really twisted.
Yeah.
You think, Melissa, that's therapy issue?
I don't. I'm thinking it from the standpoint of it was just women's underwear. Because my thing is, with something like that, I think you're in such a danger zone when someone is starting to experiment that way by telling them they need therapy. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just think it's more of a broad conversation if you walk in on your kid doing that.
404-741-Q100. There are not many people that want to get in on this.
You don't want to make him feel weird about it.
I think you should tell all of his friends and let them talk to him about it.
Hey, Marie, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hello. I don't think the mom should say anything to him. I think the dad, though, should tell him that he should lock the door and that's all normal. But the family props thing is not normal.
Mm-mm.
He shouldn't be using family props.
So what do you, I mean, as a father, what's the conversation? Look, there are things that you can use and things you can't, and one on the can't use list is your mom's underwear?
Well, you take matters into your own hand.
So to speak.
That's what he did.
But my husband walked in on my son, too, at that age, although he was just with himself and Katie Couric on TV.
Right. You got to show that kid Fox News, man. Katie Couric is a waste of a thing.
I hope this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right.
That's funny.
Here's Larry. Larry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
So I can't believe I've never called your show before except for this topic. Here's the thing. It's not about her, obviously. It's not about his mom. It's about the item. And so the way to do it is mom needs to go out and purchase some non-mom items that sort of are just in like a little drawer, special drawer, or bin or something. The kids are going to do it. And the boys, trust, all boys do it.
Right.
And it's about the items. And he obviously probably doesn't have sisters. I mean, you know, if you grow up with no sisters and there's a female item, guess who's it's going to be? Mom. Guess what you're fixated at that age? Female items. Go for it.
But so I don't, so I don't quite understand what your, I don't quite understand what your advice is. You saying go out and get different ones and he's got his own pile he can choose from?
Exactly.
What?
So stock him up with a drawer.
Yep. Here's your little stuff. You know, you don't have to make it massively obvious, but you can, or you can. I mean, you know, you can say,
Larry,
you know,
let me ask you a question, Larry.
Yeah.
Because as a person who was once 14 and had practically had to wear one of those bowling wrist things.
Oh, God.
I never once.
Too much information.
Had to invoke the use of someone's underwear.
But that's you. Everybody's
did you?
Different.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did.
Ew, creeper.
You used your mom's underwear?
I did when I was that age.
Oh!
I was like 12, 13, 14. Yeah.
Okay.
Until I discovered girls would actually, you know, let you, you know, be with them. Yeah. I mean, at that age, you know, you're not, well, I don't know about this day's society, but back then, you know, you just, you know, you didn't get real live people with you.
Bert, did you ever grab a pair of Myra's boy shorts?
Oh.
Hey, I had all brothers. What can you do?
Stop it. Stop it. So, Larry,
shouldn't freak. Here's my advice. She shouldn't freak. And by the way, I grew up as a, you know, normal old, you know, hetero, had kids, married guy. So didn't affect me in the long term. It's about the items. It's not about mom.
Okay.
It's about mom, then there's other issues. Mm-hmm. It's about the item.
Okay. That to me, that's I good. Think, and I would know, I would watch the CBS News before Katie Couric was on and whoever the anchor was used that.
Yeah, but what he's saying is so, like, Larry, I mean, he's saying he was just different. It was the item.
It was the...
The item.
Silky material.
Connie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hi.
Good morning.
What an interesting half an
I'm
hour.
I'm a single parent of four boys, 21 to 10, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with masturbation.
Oh, my.
I mean, and the fact that he had women's panties, you might want to ask him, but I really don't think it's anything unusual. You know, age will do it with anything.
They weren't women's panties. They were his mom's.
Yeah, the fact that it's mom's is
like... But again, maybe it was just the fact that they were panties.
Right, right, I mean, right. It's just the item. It's not.
And she has four boys.
Mm-hmm.
She would know.
All right, just take one more of these. Good morning, Ruth. You're on
Q100. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I think it's a little bit simpler. The mom walks in, he's doing what he's doing, shuts the door, and at some point, either she or her son's father, her husband, speaks to him and says, hey, that's cool, I'm not comfortable with you using my panties. And then he'll figure something else out after that.
I think the guy, if his father's in the house, I think the father should have the conversation. I don't think the mother should go and say, I'm not comfortable with you using my panties to, you know,
I'm with you on that. I think that's a conversation with dad.
Guy and guy.
If he's there. If he's there.
Good call.
Okay.
That was fun.
We made our way through that one.
Get it. The Bert Show.